This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cox locked hour number two of the USA Prepares. Frank Pacheco's with us, and we're talking about cavitation. So, class, that is when you have an impeller or a propeller in water, and air bubbles just magically appear. And that means that if it's in a boat, the boat's not going to go at, optimal performance. And if you have a pump, it's not going to work at optimal performance, and the pump will wear out faster. Because these are little explosions, little tiny explosions, but there's millions and billions and trillions of them. So, Frank, how do we stop cavitation?
Well, just for the class, for our students, because we are kind of talking a little bit above in terms of understanding. There's so many different pumps, and I want our students to realize there's pumps, for example, a pump that's been used in a gas pump, like in a gas station. It's one of those pumps that actually sucks and drains, and there's a lot of them that use for water. But in heating systems, including your washing machine and your dishwasher, they have this style of pump called the centrifugal pump, where the impeller, the speed of the impeller, actually forces the water out based on the design of the impeller. Now, for that impeller to force the water out and out, it needs to have water right there at the beginning of the entrance of that pump. And this is where the problem starts to occur. If you do not have enough water at the entrance of that pump, then there's not going to be enough water volume for that impeller or propeller, whichever way you want to say it, to push that water out and to a drain, in your case, down the line. So it's very important when you're installing the pump. And I use common sense. I don't want to laugh at you and say to myself, I have to have some sort of pressure, some sort of volume of water in the front of this pump. So where am I going to put it? And it's one of those things where I will read the instructions if I find that it's still not working. But so therefore, like in your case, your pump was a little high. You didn't have enough volume of water at the entrance of that impeller. There could be another possibility. Your pump speed could. Did you have a variable speed pump there, Vince?
Yes, a three-speed variable pump. That's exactly right.
And were you hiding it? That's because that's another thing. If you're having it at a high speed, then you have to have more volume. Mm-hmm. So, and it's always nice to have a three-speed pump because you can change that speed to fit the circumstance. But obviously, your solution will be to lower that pump so that you have that volume in front of it. So, is your pump on the and that for the students? Well, you can install a pump either on the feed line or the return line. I'm just curious. I don't know what kind of boiler you have and where your pump is.
Okay. Our boiler is made by a company called Central Boiler, and it's called a classic, and that means it doesn't have the blower motor to create the a larger fire. It just is naturally aspirated, and it has a door on the side where you are supposed to mount your pump, and that's exactly where I have it. I have it at pretty much the lowest point on that door so I can access the pump. But what they now say is, no, you should put it down near the ground, And the problem with that is then you have to unscrew panels to get to it. So they have this access door, but it's in the wrong spot. So that's why I put it where they said to put it, but it really does need to be lower. So I could put it on the return side, and I could put it on the supply side, either one. I'm thinking that the return side would be better because the temperature of the water going through the pump would be lower, and it would heat the motor, the electric motor, less. So that'd be a good thing. But so what are your thoughts about that, Frank?
That's my goal. My first goal is to always on the return side. I mean, in boiler that I do, I try to design it so that I am taking water from the cold side. For the very simple the reason that you're saying, it definitely is more cold water coming in. Cold water has more volume and obviously doesn't heat the pump as much, even though some of these pumps are designed to run with hot water. And so let's be fair to the industry. But cold side is my preference whenever I'm designing a hydronic system. Yep.
And how much? Okay, so in our particular instance, the outside wood stove is ground level, and then 80 feet away would be the house, and then the basement of the house has one furnace, and then the garage has another furnace. So one of the furnaces is at about the same height as the outdoor wood furnace. The other is below it. And actually, I was thinking really the best setup would be to have the suction side, I'm sorry, the return side at the lowest point in the basement. Is that right?
Or? Mm-hmm. And there's nothing wrong with having two pumps in the system, man.
Mm-hmm. One push and one pull?
Yep. Mm-hmm. So, okay. Hydronics is a very interesting system for doing anything with heating. It's you really kind of have to plan it, and you do run into these difficulties. But you know, you solve them accordingly. That's why, as the you are the gold standard.
I don't know about that.
I'm just curious now, having listening to our classes, and there's so many little questions that I want to ask, and we may do that later on. So you have heat exchangers on your furnaces, but are your furnaces just simply air handlers, or do you actually have, like, I've installed a couple of central boilers. I have always either had a propane furnace on the bottom of it, and I mean, for our students out there, if they were going to think of the route of using outside boiler to do whatever it is that they want to do, i.e. heat a house and so on and so forth, would you not recommend having that backup, like propane furnace, instead of just simply a hair handler?
Yeah, let me tell you what we have. So it's exactly what you're saying. Exactly what you're saying. So initially, our house was going to be a heat pump, which would supply air conditioning and heating. And I'm not too crazy about it. It's a Lennox 19 SEER. It's a 2.5/4-ton heat pump. There's actually two of them. And I'm not crazy about trying to heat the house with a heat pump at 25 or fewer degrees. And that's what ours is rated at. Below 25 degrees, the heat pump doesn't work too well. It's an older model. It's, you know, it's 2005 model. So the heating system as we designed it was that that would be the primary heating system, the heat pump. Secondary would be propane backup. And then what we did was we installed the outdoor wood furnace in the same ductwork. So we have a heat exchanger. So now the outdoor wood furnace is primary. The propane or would probably be secondary, and the heat pump would be tertiary.
Okay.
So we don't use the heat pump at all for heating. We haven't used it since I don't know, over 10 years. 2009, almost 14 years, 15 years. So we do have a propane backup, and that's fine. But I'd rather not use the propane. The best use of propane for me in our house, number one use, is cooking. That's the most important thing for propane. If I'm going to use it and I'm never going to be able to get any more, I want to use it for cooking. And I want to be very careful with how much we use. That means not using the oven. That just means using the stovetop burners and using the smallest one that I can do the job with. Okay, so that's number one. Second most important use would be if we had a blackout and we needed to run refrigeration. Running the generator, that'd be the second most important. And then the third most important would be heating the house.
Mm-hmm.
So,
gotcha.
So we do have the backup systems.
Mm-hmm.
And then because I don't like holes in the roof, because they seem to tend to leak, at least every house that we've had has had roof leaks, you know, around the flashing where the chimneys are, I did not put a chimney in this house. What we did was
okay.
We put in a gas logs, but I haven't connected them to the propane yet. So that would be the fourth level of backup right now, hooking up the propane gas logs for heating. But it's ventless, so it means you have to have a window open or two or three.
if we can go back to your wood stove, and it
sure.
Might be an interesting point for the class. Do you your pitch is pretty high, 12, 15, 12. Is it a stainless steel roof?
No, it's a composition roof. It's a standard composition shingles called architectural type shingles.
Okay.
So it's like a three tab, but it's got some more tabs in it for
mm-hmm.
a little more durability. A little bit more durability.
Yeah. So if
it's
I was looking
roof.
Yeah. Well, stainless steel roof, I try to keep away from going through because you are going to have the problem with leaking. Doesn't matter what you say, you're going to be up there doing putting, caulking. But have you ever considered going through the wall? Is there a place in your house that you can go through? Because that's a very nice way of doing a wood stove, going through the wall and up beside the wall. And because there is a code that a chimney for a wood stove needs to be 2 feet above a 10-foot radius. And depending on your peak and depending where you're going to put your stove, you could have a very, very high chimney.
Oh, yeah.
So in my recommendations, if I'm going and trying to decide where we're going to install this wood stove, I do have my first choice is if we can go through the wall, it makes it that much easier for cleaning purposes because you have the clean up right there. And I can then play around with that side wall to decide on where I'm going to keep going up so that I do have those clearances. So I'm just curious where you have, if you ever thought of that.
Okay. Well, we have. And putting a hole in the wall is a big deal. because it's a foot thick. And literally
oh, my goodness.
Well, it is. Literally, it's 6 inches of stone, and then it's 6 inches of framing. So the 6 inches of stone is the hard part. But here's something that you did mention. I have seen installations of heating systems where they take a piece of PVC pipe, like 3 inches in diameter, and they poke it through the roof, and then they put an elbow in it. And these things look kind of, they don't really look elegant for sure. They look kind of hokey. And so we don't have that. What we did was when we put the furnace, the heating system with the propane backup, what we did was we went through the wall. And I have two of them. I have two air intakes, one for each heat furnace, and then two exhausts. So it goes through the wall. It does not go up through the roof. And I have a screen, a plastic screen over it. And, you don't even see the darn things. It really is kind of nice. And it's through the
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Thanks, Willis. And, class, as a point of information, when we installed our conventional heat pump with a propane backup furnace, we went through the wall and high up. So coming out of one of the side walls of the house are two exhausts, and they're one above the other.
Mm-hmm.
But they are about 8 feet away from the two intakes. So there's two intakes through the wall, and I'm thinking maybe 10 feet off the ground through the side wall. So one intake above the other, and then 8 feet away, one exhaust above the other. And they're about, I think, about 3 inches, 3-inch pipe. The bottom line is you don't want your furnace eating its own exhaust. That's the point. And you don't want, you know, birds and bees setting up nests in there. So that's why we have the plastic screen. So it's kind of a crosshatch screen. And it works really well. It works really well.
I'm laughing because you've had minus 40, believe it or not. 40 minus 40 is Fahrenheit. It's the same thing as minus 40 Celsius. Unfortunately, we're here, and it's so hard. I wish both countries would decide when which one. Do you know how hard it is when you're buying a product and then talking about the imperial system or the metric system?
Yeah.
But minus 40 is the same. And guess what? I spent a lot of last week. We had temperatures as much as you guys had. And I'm glad you're talking about the your venting system, because that have been one of number of issues with furnaces up here, partly because it's so cold and we now can only install condensing furnaces. That's furnaces where the water is produced. And what happens, Vince, is out of this vent pipe from a furnace, there's always a bit of condensation. Okay? And for whatever reason, because of the cold, obviously that condensation starts to turn into ice. And slowly, and slowly, and slowly, it blocks the whole exhaust system of the furnace. And of course, there's a lot of controls in the propane furnace, and it says, no go.
here's something. All right, let's talk about that. So when we installed ours, what we did was we have the pipes tilting back. So any condensation that ends up in these plastic exhaust or intake pipes goes back into the furnace. It gets drained out of the furnace into, let's say, the basement or the garage. So I don't think we're going to have that exact problem because the way the pipes are tilted. Is that right or not?
You are absolutely right, and you took the thunder from my statement, is because some people think that, well, if there's water being produced, I don't want it to come back into the furnace. I want it to go out. So, there's got to be a bit of slope coming in down to your furnace. And don't worry, your furnace is designed, a condensing furnace is designed to deal with that water, okay? And that's what happens if your vent pipe, the pipe that takes the combustion air out, doesn't have a bit of a slope, And then, of course, the other one that I found the number of times is that you can have a 2-inch pipe, which is the common, but you can also have a 3-inch pipe, and it depends on the size of your furnace. But anyway, so those are two very important things. The other thing that I want to talk about is, say, people say, oh, it's so cold, you're going to be full of service calls. The answer is actually not. I don't get service calls on the day that's really cold. I get service calls 3 or 4 days down the line because the product has been working so much. And so, class, I don't know where you live. I don't know what temperatures you're dealing with. But up here, we're down to the minus 30, minus that. So I would recommend that sometime today you go and check, first of all, that filter in your furnace. That is a priority. Second of all, go down, and I can imagine you take the blower from the, or take the panel where your blower fan is, and with a flashlight, check behind the motor. See what happens, Vince? Because of the cold, that motor is running. And there are what we call air ports in the back of that motor that keep it cool. But the dust gets in there and stops it from cooling the motor.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones per protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
USA News Update. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is dropping out of the presidential race.
Accordingly, I am today suspending my campaign. I'm proud to have delivered on 100% of my promises, and I will not stop now.
With an announcement on X over the weekend, DeSantis immediately announced his endorsement of Donald Trump, who now faces a tough first-of-the-nation primary contest in New Hampshire, where he and Nikki Haley remain in a virtual dead heat in the polls. The amount of U.S. Capitol Police threat assessment cases are up heading into this election year. In 2023, the USCP's threat assessment section investigated just over 8,000 cases. Members of Congress of either party tend to receive a wide range of threats and concerning statements through the mail, phone, or online, they say. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it. God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Well, class, this is a multi-thousand-dollar savings day for all of us here at USA Prepares, because Frank, I believe, has convinced many of you to not buy a tankless hot water heater, number one. So you've saved $1,800 there versus a $3,000 tankless versus a $1,200 tank type. Second thing he's taught you is that if you drain a few gallons of water out of your hot water heater a few times a year, you're going to save buying a new hot water heater, you know, in 6 years. So that's, you know, another $1,200. And now he's going to teach us how to save between $500 and $1,000 by vacuuming out your motor. That, and when he talks about out of sight, out of mind, he's not kidding. This is, it's so easy to do this, but it's not visible.
Is this going to make it to your five-minute university book?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'll have a section for, you know, Frank's.
Frank from Canada?
Frank Pacheco's contributions to the book. Yeah, absolutely.
I honestly want to say to our class, to our students, I was a student. I never thought that this would happen to me talking to you personally. And I tell you, I look so much forward in for our Mondays get together, and hopefully impart what I've learned in my trade. I've been doing it for 40 years, and it's so nice to be able to have this outlet to help, because it's my pleasure. It's my I enjoy, but dealing with people and helping people solve their problems is what I come home happy about.
especially those who ask the questions and then actually use the information that we provide and make their lives better. That is really wonderful. It is. That's why we all do it. All of us here at USA for Christ.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's a panel on the front of your heating system, no matter what kind you have, whether it be what kind of forced air heating system. Typically,
doesn't matter.
Two little latches. You lift them, and the whole front panel comes off.
Obviously, there are many different styles and many different designs, but there is obviously a blower, and most people will know where that blower is. Well, I should say, I'm saying most because some people don't even know where their furnace filter is. And students, if you're one of those, please find out. It's on the bottom someplace. So that's for sure is something that needs to be checked first. But the other thing that I've had a number of burnt motors, and part of the reason for that is when it's cold, like it is being right now, that motor will be working almost 24/7. And as I said, there is air, like little holes for air to go around the motor and heat it. And there's actually a little fan inside that motor that makes that happen. But what happens is that dirt, lint, especially if you have animals, gets behind that mortar and literally blocks those air cooling fins. So you go down there, you find where it is, you take that out. Usually it's a latch, usually it's screws. Whatever it is, it's meant to be taken out. And with a flashlight, look for that mortar, look behind where the motor, and look behind it and see how dirty it is. You'll be pleasantly surprised to say, oh my God, there's dirt in here. Don't feel bad. You're not the only one who has that dirt. I don't think I've seen a clean motor. Maybe at your house, your motor will be nice and clean. And just take a vacuum and go behind that. And it's the power is off, obviously, but it's nothing like, it's very simple, straightforward. With a vacuum and clean the back part of that motor so that motor can breathe, as we say it, and save yourself motors these days can be over $300-$600 job.
And class, this is every electric motor. This is a vacuum cleaner, you know, one that you chase around the house. It could be, you know, with a motor a beater brush. It's a canister. It can be a canister vacuum. It can be the heating system. It can be an air conditioning compressor. Air compressor for, you know, inflating tires. Pretty much any electric motor, including the electric motor that drives the fan on your computer. So what Mrs. Finelli does when she's vacuuming the rooms, she'll take that brush and she will put it right on the air intake of the computers and pull the air off the front of pull the dust off the front of the computers. And we have lots of animals, so it's something that we do. And that's even the stereo system, you know, with the vents and behind some of the DVD players, there's a little tiny fan. So you can get all these, and you should, including the top of a television and the bottom of a television and computer monitors. I mean, it's endless. It's endless. I mean, all these devices, you know, generate heat and need to have airflow.
The simplest thing is a hairdryer. Last 2 weeks again, my wife's saying, our hairdryer is not working very well. And I went to look at it, and hairdryer, it's very simple. It's there. But behind it was full of stuff. Vince, I would love to do one day a class of proper tools to buy. Like, we're talking about a vacuum. Yeah, you can go and buy your basic vacuum. But for our students, this is the way, this is the kind of vacuum that they should buy. Not one that actually blows and sucks air. Like, to have that around, that's what I use. That's what I have in my truck. That's what I use to clean my furnaces. You can go and buy a vacuum that just sucks, okay? And and there's a company that used to have the blow and suck, and I don't buy them anymore. It's a great brand name. And I say, when I went to get another, because I go through a vacuum a year, believe it or not. Because I don't want to buy the most expensive. I don't want to buy the most expensive. But I want to buy something that, you know, I don't care if it falls or doesn't and so on. But to make a long story short, this particular company started not having the air blowing function on a vacuum, like a shop vac kind of thing, yeah? And it's just, I said, what were you thinking? If you have a shop vac, you want to be able to suck and you want to be able to blow. A good example, when I'm doing these motors, after I suck that lint from the back of the motor, I turn my hose around and I blow into it. And you should see what comes out of it.
Yeah, right. Right. Yeah, let's talk about that, and maybe a small compressor, you know, for the homeowner who, well, I mean, we all have tires, right? And there's a 100% chance that you're going to have an air leak with a tire, and you know, you're going to need to inflate it. And I use the air compressor to blow out the furnace filters. So although I spent $349 for a 60-gallon cast iron air compressor, cast iron pump air compressor in 2005, I don't think I've saved $350 worth of furnace filters, but I'll bet you I've saved several hundred dollars in furnace filters, you know, a couple hundred dollars.
Yeah,
you know, once a month, you know, you would be changing them. I haven't changed it yet. I just blow the dust out of it. And that, I would do the same thing with a motor, electric motor.
That's another way of going. But a vacuum that blows, are you familiar with shop vacs that blow and suck?
We have one. We have one of those shop vacs, and it has an inlet and an outlet. And obviously you want to use the suction side to get the dust off, because if you just use the compressor, you'd have a cloud. You'd have a cloud of dust, and you'd be in the hospital within 20 minutes. So... Yeah, and if you do this, we're a respirator type mask.
The other thing,
Frank, you were going to talk about. Yeah, go ahead. You were going to talk about buying appliances, but.
Well, we can probably go that another route, because I have a whole class prepared on how to buy second-hand appliances, but it's already 10 to 12. But the other thing that our students should benefit from today and save themselves more money is, when was the last time you went to see your generator outside? Especially if you're listening to me in the areas where there's been a lot of snow. We've had almost 2 feet of snow up here where I live, Vince. And what happens is, again, out of sight, out of mind, the generator is back there, the power hasn't gone out, I don't know anything about it. But what happens, Vince, people forget that generator, in one part of it, will be sucking air in. Huh? And what happens is, if you do not clean the snow in front of those grills, guess what happens? The snow, for the lack of determination, will be sucked. And here is what the problems can be, class students, okay? So now you've got your snow coming in. It goes in through the filter before it gets into the motor. Then the snow turns into some sort of a moisture ice. Then the generator, one day when you want it to start, that filter is full of moisture, and it will not start. And now you have to call someone because you have no idea why it didn't start. So, class, go out there and make sure that the grills, both grills, are whatever you see grills, the grills are there for a very specific reason on the generator. Make sure that there's no snow in front of it.
and then it's even worse than that, Frank, because if the generator is an automatic start, it will try to start and it can't. So it'll wait a few seconds and it'll try it again. And it'll keep trying until the battery's dead. And then if it's cold out, the battery will freeze. And then when the battery freezes, there's no chance of getting it to start. So now you need a new battery because the battery plates are buckled. So now you know, from just dusting off the generator to make sure that the air intake is clean, now you've got a battery that needs to be replaced, and they're not cheap. They really are not cheap.
No, they're not cheap. And the starter, I had to laugh at you about the, we might as well name them. I have to admit, they have improved the Generac. But there was a time there that you had to put a heater in so many different places. You say the battery heater. Yeah. There was an oil pan heater. There was a starter. See, what happens, class, is a generator, especially on demand generator, it needs to start within a certain amount of time. Okay, so less than a half a minute. And if that thing doesn't start in less than a half a minute, then it's going to go into a code fault and so on and so forth. So therefore, these components that Vince in our last class and Kyle, where you guys are talking about batteries, is so right and so true. How you lose power as it gets colder, and if that thing doesn't start, it will go into a lockup mode.
You're talking about the computer control for the generator. It will go into a fault mode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get to know
and then
that
you're going to have to call somebody.
Well, my point is get to know that fault mode, because you call someone and you go, it's just like I said, well, didn't you know that? You know, you read on the computer board there. Get to know that, like, different generators will have different fault codes, but get to know the most basic one so that, because it could just be it just didn't start within the time allowed. It doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with it. Obviously, I would check the oil level to see if it wasn't because of that and so on and so forth, but get to know your little codes and your generators.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You know, class, Frank's bringing some very, very good points. And I've bought a bunch of generators recently. I've got, it looks like if there were a hillbilly magazine and they needed a cover picture of... of a farm, it was junk all over. I mean, we'd probably make the cover. Stuff everywhere, and including generators and cars that people have left here for years. chicken houses. Anyway, so we bought a bunch of generators, and I've experimented with them to see which ones I really like. And each one of them, I needed to get the owner's manual and the parts manual for it. And all I've done is I've opened the door of the generator, and there's a label that says, you know, make, model number, serial number. And then I go to a search engine. I use DuckDuckGo, and I type in, so for example, Generac model 1234, comma, manual download. And then I'll see free downloads, and I can download the manual and then read them. And what I've found is the kind of thing that Frank is talking about, very simple fixes, and people just didn't know. So buy a whole new generator when they need a very simple starter relay, you know, $10, $12 part, or an orifice is wrong. It's both orifices are there for propane and natural gas, but the wrong one was used, and the generator ran lousy. The next one was... simply brushes. One of them needed brushes, and the dealer's like, oh, I guess that's kind of hard to install brushes. You have to take the cabinet off, but then there's two screws that hold the brushes on. Put the new brushes on, and bang, it works. So you really need to know about, if you have a generator and your life depends on it, you really need to read the manual. Download the manual and read it. It's all in there.
Yeah, it's treated for our students that don't want to go that far. But see, the things that I've said are you don't have to be a gold star. knowing that when you go to that generator, there's a little window and it says it stopped because overcranking. Well, okay, why did it overcrank? Okay, la 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 la. But, you know, there's nothing wrong, and it kind of hurts me because one of these generators, all you could do is put on off position, press the start button, put it back on the on position, and it starts over again. And if you don't know that little very simple procedure, you could be paying someone $200 plus for a service call to just simply do that. Now, obviously, they were going to look a little further, but there's nothing wrong with you looking a little further and checking the oil level, because that's one of the things, checking those grills, see if there's anything in it. And, I mean, try it once or twice. So don't go, like, overboard. Obviously, if it's not going to start in 3 or 4 times, then you definitely need to call someone like Vince to come and help you. But it's simple things like that, it's so nice to know, and so you're not so helpless.
Do you carry a battery jump box with you, or a battery starter? What I'm talking about is a box the size of maybe a shoebox, and it has 2 jumper cables on it, short. A battery inside, and you charge this thing up, and then you take it with you, and you hook up the jumper cables to whatever you're trying to start. And I use it all the time.
I have an actual battery that I have charged up in my truck all the time for those reasons. The other thing that I want to say, because we only have 5 more minutes, is for people that have generators, and I'm sure they're becoming very big. I mean, just like I installed so many generators this year because of the climate situation, as we've talked many a times, is don't be afraid on a very cold day to go up there and put your generator on manual. If you have a freestanding, like a standby generator, it's not going to do any damage. It's not going to hurt anything, champions. And just let it run for about 10, 15 minutes. it's just like people think, oh, it's a standby generator. It's an auto mode. Oh, I can't do much with it. No. You definitely can put it on the manual start and just let it do its thing for a little while. Let it heat up that oil. Let it charge that battery a little bit more, and so on and so forth. Because they do every week, I believe, and it depends on where you live, of course. But up here in Canada, we usually have that generator starting once a week, and we usually do it on a specific time that the customer is around so that they can say, oh, that's my generator. Oh, it's working. Or, oh, my generator should have come on. It's not working.
Yeah. Well, Class, what I'm learning about some of these generators is, they, for example, Generac, they had the older models. When I say older, I'm talking like 5 years old or older than that. They cycle every week, as Frank was saying.
Yeah.
And for about 15 minutes. So you're using 15 minutes worth of fuel to run them. And that's because the brushes get stuck if you don't cycle it. So if you have a dead battery and you go, oh, I'm just not going to replace that battery, and you go for a couple years and leave the generator with a dead battery and it won't start, then you might not be able to start it. Or if it does start, it can break the brushes, because the brushes get stuck on the brass rings that they rub against, and then they break off. And now, next thing is, oh, let's get a new generator.
Wow.
So, yeah.
I think we've done enough savings for probably around $10,000 for this show, for this class.
Yeah. So, Class, get the manuals. It doesn't matter what the device is, even a sewing machine. I downloaded a sewing machine manual last night because I want to have it. Frank, thank you so much. We'll see you next week, 2 hours on Monday.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535.
802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.